Task 1. In this section, you will hear an interesting story about an engagement ring. Your task will be to write the letter of the correct answer in the boxes on the right. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. But this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet.
I've been waiting for this moment for so long. An answered prayer, I know you are the one.
Last month, Daniela Anthony and John Drennan, a pair from Peterborough, UK, flew to New York to celebrate their 10-year dating anniversary. John had already been planning to ask Daniela to marry him for months and carry the engagement ring around in his pocket for some days before finding the right moment. The momentous occasion took place in Central Park. Speaking to BBC News, John said, "The time was right. There were autumn leaves everywhere and not many people." Daniela said yes straight away, but they both knew the ring wasn't the right size. She said, "I tried to tell John it was too big, but he insisted I wear it." The happy couple decided to eat something and see the Christmas spectacular in Times Square when the ring escaped. John said, "We were walking back to the hotel. I can still visualize the ring, bouncing once, bouncing twice, and then it was gone. It disappeared in a sewer grate. It went through the frame of metal bars and down the hole in the ground. Daniela and John called the police immediately, and the officers were able to lift the grate with a crowbar and look underneath. They were searching for the ring for at least 2 hours without any success." John said, "We just presumed it was gone. In the end, we had no choice but to walk away and try to enjoy the rest of our weekend." Daniela and John were so heartbroken that they left without leaving their names with the police. They arrived home on Sunday and said they were planning to go straight to a jewelry store to buy another ring. But just moments after they touched down at the airport, a friend called their attention to the social media campaign being driven by the New York Police Department. Police had posted the CCTV footage of the couple trying to get the ring from the grate and used Twitter to request the public to help find Daniela and John because New York Police Department Special Operations officers had found and cleaned the ring.
I'm giving you my all. With this ring, I'm giving you my all.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
I've been waiting for this moment for so long. An answered prayer, I know you are the one.
Last month, Daniela Anthony and John Drennan, a pair from Peterborough, UK, flew to New York to celebrate their 10-year dating anniversary. John had already been planning to ask Daniela to marry him for months and carry the engagement ring around in his pocket for some days before finding the right moment. The momentous occasion took place in Central Park. Speaking to BBC News, John said, "The time was right. There were autumn leaves everywhere and not many people." Daniela said yes straight away, but they both knew the ring wasn't the right size. She said, "I tried to tell John it was too big, but he insisted I wear it." The happy couple decided to eat something and see the Christmas spectacular in Times Square when the ring escaped. John said, "We were walking back to the hotel. I can still visualize the ring, bouncing once, bouncing twice, and then it was gone. It disappeared in a sewer grate. It went through the frame of metal bars and down the hole in the ground." Daniela and John called the police immediately, and the officers were able to lift the grate with a crowbar and look underneath. They were searching for the ring for at least 2 hours without any success. John said, "We just presumed it was gone. In the end, we had no choice but to walk away and try to enjoy the rest of our weekend." Daniela and John were so heartbroken that they left without leaving their names with the police. They arrived home on Sunday and said they were planning to go straight to a jewelry store to buy another ring. But just moments after they touched down at the airport, a friend called their attention to the social media campaign being driven by the New York Police Department. Police had posted the CCTV footage of the couple trying to get the ring from the grate and used Twitter to request the public to help find Daniela and John, because New York Police Department Special Operations officers had found and cleaned the ring.
I'm giving you my all. With this ring, I'm giving